Hi, welcome back to another episode of Cosmopolitics. This is Deb, per usual, but Sarah Kale is not with us anymore, unfortunately. RIP, she's not dead. But we have a new host, Abby Lee. Can you introduce yourself, please?
Hi, my name is Abby Lee, and actually she is dead. I had to kill her in order to usurp her as the co-host for this podcast. My hands are bloody, but I'm ready to record.
I think we've just set precedent. Whoever takes over this podcast next has to murder one or both of us.
I am fully prepared to fight or let myself die in honor for whoever would want to take up the throne.
I agree. If I'm going to be a martyr for anything, it's this.
Yes. Podcasting.
Okay. Yeah.
Death by podcasting. Let's go.
So slay. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, today, what are we talking about? We're talking about something that I've been trying to ignore on my Twitter feed, but I ran out of muted words, so I couldn't. It's the Try Guys.
The Try Guys. Hey, really quickly, what words did you use to mute the Try Guys?
Oh, I couldn't, because I have so many words muted on Twitter, so I just kind of gave up and I stopped using Twitter.
Oh my gosh, what words do you have muted?
I'm actually going to pull it up.
This is important.
Because the thing is, I've been on Twitter for a while, and for like most of college up until like this year, I was like massively active on Twitter. So I have a lot of things muted, which is very fun. Is it under safety? Mute and block. See, I'm at the max. I'm at 200 muted.
Oh my gosh. Holy shit.
You just scroll up. It starts with Biden Harris 2020, 9/11, alt-right, AOC, Ariana Grande, Army, Blackpink, Black Widow, one word, body posy, body positivity. Del Rey. Oh, I think I was trying to mute Lana Del Rey.
Oh my gosh.
Dave Chappelle, both spellings.
Oh gosh.
So yeah, I have a lot of things muted.
This is a podcast where you and your like past co-host kind of like covered media, right?
Yeah.
That is shocking. That is.
Because the thing about muting is that most people on Twitter talk in like euphemisms, so they don't even need to say the word. So it ends up on my feed anyway. I just make stupid efforts to try to get rid of it.
I really love the contrast of all the different forms of Lana Del Rey, and then also the Biden Harris 2020. Sorry, 20. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2020. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I almost went 2022. Oh, and then also like 9/11.
I deeply apologize if you have been affected by 9/11. I just don't want to see the annoying white people talking about 9/11 on Twitter.
I don't. Anyways. So yeah, the Try Guys. I noticed you didn't have any Eugene, Ned, Zach, Keith.
Oh yeah. Like I said, I didn't have time to mute it, but you know, if I did, I would. If I could, I would. Words.
So I think that there are two major lessons that are coming out of the public's conscience right now about like what this whole thing has been. And I don't know, tell me if you agree with me on it, but pretty much I've seen two waves of this, which is one, fuck wife guys. If you're a wife guy, kill yourself.
True.
Yeah. What are you? Do you really love your wife, or do you love the content that your wife helps you create? Or do you love telling people that you're a wife guy? Go love your wife. It's like the whole thing where it's like, you know, in the Bible, there's a verse about praying in public and making a spectacle about it. And it's like, God's like, I don't like that. You should be humbly praying. If you are praying to your wife in public for the clout, then God's not happy. Sorry, the second lesson. the second lesson is that, oh my God, the internet's fucking crazy. That's it.
Yeah, I agree with both of those things, especially the first one and especially the second one. Mm-hmm. Because fuck wife guys. There is no wife guy that is going to come out of their like silly little life like unscathed. Mm-hmm. Like John Mulaney's whole thing was his wife. And then he got with a Wajin.
I love my wife. But instead, I think I'm going to go invest in some Wajin pussy. Mm-hmm. Which is what Ned did too.
Yeah. And let's be honest. I want to ask, genuinely speaking, to anyone listening and to ourselves, was Ned really anyone's favorite Try Guy?
No. I'm a proud, strong Korean woman. It has always been Eugene.
It has always been Eugene. And then who's the funny one?
I don't know.
Keith. Yeah.
I like Keith because he looks like Grant from College Humor.
And I think it's really funny that he's from Illinois, which really speaks to my heart.
Mm, as a Korean Illinois person?
Yeah, and not just that. He was an Illinois theater kid.
He looks like an Illinois theater kid. Goddamn.
Oh, I know.
So about the wife guy thing, though. It's just, it's really disappointing. I'm not that disappointed because it's like, imagine me like weeping, ripping my clothes off, being like, oh my gosh, Ned from Try Guys cheated on his wife. Like, I was very clearly not invested in the Try Guys before. Mostly all their content while they were a part of BuzzFeed was all the stuff that I knew. But now I'm like, to see some people like so heartbroken. And the way that when they had the apology video, how serious they were about it. And I'm like, wow, you guys are committing to the brand.
Yeah, I know. It's really funny how people got so worked up about Try Guys, because I remember when the scandal had first, like, fully broken out, I had seen the Try Guys post on my friend's Instagram story. I'm like, why do we care about the Try Guys now? I'm like, I know for a fact you don't give a shit about the Try Guys, but you're, like, weeping on Maine. And, yeah, I don't give a shit about the Try Guys, but somehow I have to care about the Try Guys now, and I do care about the Try Guys.
I care about the Try Guys now, but mostly as a Asian woman.
True.
Because in this sense, how do I say, like, do we have to tell our fellow Asian women, but specifically I guess these Asian women, i.e. John Mulaney, i.e. Ned Fulmer, we need to get up, soldier. Stand up. I mean, I'm not the one to say that. I fully got a white ass boyfriend, but like, like still, like, hey, I didn't cheat on someone with that white ass boyfriend.
No white men.
No.
No white men.
Oh my gosh, I heard the click of a gun. Deb's pointing a gun at me for dating a white guy.
It's true. I always am, especially when she's not looking.
No. No, yeah, I think there's a, not to make it slightly serious, but I do think that there is a level of analysis that I guess us as Asian people, not you, you're cute, you don't have to deal with the whole white, liking white men. There is some analysis that's worth there. And while I would like to live in a world where it's like, yeah, love is love, like here's my Lin-Manuel Miranda impression. Love is love is love is love is love. Anyways, it's not like that. And you have to be able to recognize dynamics and power structures and whatever. And also maybe don't cheat on people you're already in a relationship with.
I thought that was really easy, I'm not gonna lie. But I guess not. All these fucking men can't keep their shit together. Yeah. What? John Mulaney, Ned Fulmer, Adam Levine, that like Celtics coach. Yeah, I was reading, I remember, I don't know, I don't follow sports, not at all, but
someone smells like a sports watcher.
But basically he did the whole thing that Ned Fulmer did with having a consensual workplace relationship with someone on his staff, but he's like a head coach, or was a head coach.
A consensual workplace relationship when you are a person of authority, i.e. one of the Try Guys, a head coach of a sports team, that is not consensual. Like, mm-mm. I mean, like, yeah, you're like, yeah, let's fuck, but come on. Do we have to remember Bill Clinton? Do we have to remember Monica Lewinsky? Like, these things don't happen just, like, in a bubble. So while I did have that message from to my strong Asian woman out there, you know, let's not forget, hey, don't cheat on your wives. What the fuck? Don't cheat on your wives, dudes.
It's actually so funny. I mean, it makes sense. They, like, talk about how much they love their wives so much, but they cheat on them. I'm like, how could you do this to your beautiful woman of a wife? Because more often than not, the man is fucking, I won't say ugly, just very mid.
You can say ugly.
But, like, I don't think they're always ugly, but sometimes they are quite ugly. Like,
okay, of the men on the list, I'm going to...
Okay.
You have hot or not. First, John Mulaney.
Ah, it's a binary.
Okay, fine. We have hot, would fuck, not. John Mulaney.
Okay, not.
Okay, next. Ned Fulmer.
Not.
Strong not. The Celtics coach.
Would fuck.
I have no idea what this guy looks like. I'm kind of scared.
Let me pull him up.
Sorry. What's his name?
I think, what was it? Ime Udoka.
Oh, damn. Is he Asian?
Not white.
Is he Asian?
I'm pretty sure he's, like, black.
Oh, my bad. Whoa, he's fine. He's fine as hell.
He's fine as hell if you ignore, like, what happened.
He's so fine. Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm sorry. Damn. I feel weird saying this next one now, but Adam Levine?
Not.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, not.
I can't find him attractive because I watched the Animals music video at a too young age.
Oh.
And it scared the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Like, watching him, like, hang down from a meat hook being like, I'm crazy. I'm like the Joker. I, like, couldn't handle it.
Yeah, and then I saw that tweet about Adam Levine's, like, y'all really didn't think he was a fuckboy. Look at, and then they pulled up a picture of him shirtless at one of his, like, shows, and it's, like, the caption was, like, his body's literally a walking flash sheet. I'm like, yeah, it's hot when a woman does it, but.
What are hot when women do things, but not hot when men do things? I think earlier when Ari was shout out to Ari.
Hi, Ari.
We love you. I think when Ari was describing that person who was out on a bench reading Lolita, like a very worn out copy of Lolita, and smoking a cigarette, if that was me, hot.
So hot.
The fact that it was a dude, not hot.
No, if it's a dude, I'm fucking repulsed and I'm running away and I'm like this close to calling 911 if I were like not an abolitionist. But if it's a woman dude smoking, looking all raggedy as fuck and reading Lolita, I'd be like, oh, hey, girl.
That's me as fuck, but reading, like, dumb books. I'd be reading the dumbest shit.
That's me reading Great Nate comic book.
Nate the Great?
Yeah, that's what it is. I couldn't remember.
Nate the Great.
Yeah, I went home. Over the summer, I was at home, and I was looking through the bookshelf, and my parents don't throw anything away.
Real.
We have Korean, all the Diary Wimpy Korean Kid. Moment. Nate the Great, mm-hmm. those Korean, like, Y books, and everything.
Mm-hmm. That's an ethnic household right there.
That is.
When worlds collide. that's so hashtag diaspora, hashtag my mother cuts me a bowl of fruit instead of saying I love you.
Hashtag I wrote my college essay about the kids making fun of my stinky kimchi.
No, shut literally, it's a, yeah, like, eat ass. I gave my fourth grade, like, my white ass fourth grade teacher, like, kimchi, and she loved it. Sorry, Cope. Sorry you had a bad time, Cope.
So true. Oh, mm-hmm. My God. Yeah. Not to make fun, but I do remember this Chinese girl who was, like, crying because this white girl thought the tofu was stinky. I'm like, why'd you show the white girl tofu? We were in the Midwest. Girl, come on.
Okay, well, I don't know.
Sorry, Anne, if you're hearing this.
I don't know about that one, but I mean, like, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I get, like, weirded out when, like, Cali people do it. I'm like, bitch, you're an Asian in California. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, no, I knew so many people. I know we're totally on a tangent right now, but yeah. I knew so many people in, like, high school when we were doing college essay season, the fucking, like, Asians included and Asians in Bellevue, Washington in the Northwest U.S.
Shout out.
Where we have boba shops on every corner, mm-hmm. and Asian restaurants all over the Ave. They were like, I'm going to write about my culture. And I'm like, I find myself very disconnected from my culture, to be honest. But I'm mm-hmm. like, you're at a very different level, girl. Your last name is, like, Brown.
Bitches be writing about a disconnect from culture as if they haven't taken their ass to Crossroads Mall. I love Crossroads. It has all of my favorite stores in one area. Half Price Books, Sally's Beauty, a Joann's, and a Michael's, and a Daiso. Also, the food court. Sorry, but it's true. Sorry to add that real quick. Shout out to Crossroads Mall.
Shout out to Crossroads Mall. I spent all of my junior and senior year of high school there.
Surprised I didn't see you. I was there a lot. I literally would, like, the Half Price Books there was my safe space.
Need to dig through my memories.
I don't know. I had, like, black hair. I was probably not very recognizable.
I know. Me neither. I was there, like, so here's the thing. Crossroads Mall is really close to Bellevue Theater, which I went to, like, almost every day after school. So I just be in Crossroads and I go there.
Are
so
you I'm... a theater kid?
Did I not mention this before?
No.
Oh, yeah, I was a theater kid.
Oh, what? tomato.
She's throwing real tomatoes at me. Kind of hurts. Kind of hurts. Also, I really thought I mentioned this. Usually my first thing I say to get it out of the way. No? Okay.
I was too focused on when I first met you being like, oh my gosh, a Korean person.
That's so real of you.
Thank you.
I agree. I've told you this, but first Korean I met in college was literally 1 year ago exact. And it was the former arts editor at The Daily. For my first, 2 years of college, I did not meet any new Korean people.
Gonna shout out, the fact that you managed to go through 2 years in University of Washington not meeting another Korean person.
Sorry, I've just been around a lot of white people in Foster.
That's okay. That's, oh yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the sociology department probably doesn't have a lot of...
Yeah.
Well, maybe it does. I don't know.
I wouldn't know.
I'm still applying.
Yeah.
Boo, I hate applying for things.
Boo.
They should just take my ass. Anyways.
I agree.
That was a long tangent about Asian identity. So back to wife guys very quickly. This is, I think I'm going to kind of, you remember how I said those two things out of it that we learned from the Try Guys thing?
Oh, that's right.
I'm going to round it together. And I would say that the internet is a horrible place where now everything is content, including loving your wife. And there should be some consequences for that.
I agree. It's just because I think it's the whole thing of, men think they can do whatever they... White men, do whatever they want in, media and entertainment, and now especially on the internet. So they're like, I can monetize, being a wife guy, loving my wife. I mean, that's also the whole Try Guys thing. They're, intentionally marketing themselves to, so that the watcher, the viewer, has, formed, a parasocial relationship with them and everything. And so, there's these men turning themselves into wife guys, and they're like, hee-hee, hoo-hoo, I'm so funny, I'm great, I'm gonna keep talking about my wife at stand-up, and you all think I'm such a cute feminist man, John Mulaney. And I just think that we should, I don't know, put them on a stake or something.
I think this is funny because there's also so much discourse around happening about being, stop talking about hating your boyfriend, bi woman. When you're in a relationship with a man, stop talking about hating your boyfriend. So I'm wondering if maybe the conclusion of all this is that everyone shut up about their partners.
So true, actually. People are so loud about their personal lives online. I think Twitter has made people really bold about it. I am talking about myself, too. I'm talking about both of us.
I have a private Twitter, though. I keep it only for, five people realistically.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, I have a private Twitter too. I made a private Twitter last year because I used to tweet on Maine about everything in my life, and I decided that's not it. I got a lot of likes because people are horny for that shit, but mm-hmm. No, stop sharing your personal lives with your 200 some followers. No, because if someone with 200 followers on Twitter does it, that means someone with 200,000 followers in the real world is going to do it at laughs.
Yeah. Real. You know, I think maybe it's just a good conclusion is just shut up. Shut up. Stop posting.
Literally.
Everyone, what if we all stopped posting one day?
We should all just go offline, forever. And mm-hmm. our equivalent of forever would probably be 24 hours.
24 hours. One day. A day where no media was created ever.
Mm-hmm. No media.
All because of wife guys.
True. Wife guys, you did this.
Wife guys, this is your fault. If you love your wife... good. Keep on doing that. Maybe go consider doing some more household chores, because even if you're a feminist man, realistically, it's time to be real.
It's time to be real. I'm a be real.
Stop post. Hey, everyone, start posting on be real only.
But then we'll go off. We'll go
we'll go off after we post a be real real quick.
The be real is important. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'm offline in 3, 2, 1.
Well, everyone, thank you so much for listening to us. I don't know how you conclude these, so I'm going to actually shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you were on a good tangent. I mean, not tangent. You were on a good ending. Hi, everyone. Thank you for listening to this episode. I'm so glad that we're both here to start off the school year again. We're on long summer hiatus, but super glad to get things going again. And we'll see you next week. Hope you guys are offline for 24 hours.
Me too. I also hope that. Thank you for being so nice to me.
Yay. Everyone.
And your host.
Woo.
Bye.
Bye.